Anything that Rabbanah will go to, that apostles truma. If any of those things come into contact with liquid, those liquids would become a tchila, would become a rishon. And the Rabbanah will go there on a number of things. That if they come into contact with truma, the truma would be puzzle. The truma would not exactly be tame, it would not be tame anything else, but it would be puzzle, and the Kohen would not be allowed to eat the truma. And if any of those things, as Rabbanah will go there, that they puzzle truma, if they come into contact with liquid, even if those liquids are not truma, the liquids would become a rishon l'tuma. For example, stam yadayim, hands that were not washed, even if they're not exactly tame, since they were not washed, the Rabbanah will go there, that if they come into contact with truma, they're apostles of truma, and the Kohen cannot eat truma before he washes his hands. And if stam yadayim come into contact with liquids, even liquids are not truma, the liquid would become tame, would become a rishon l'tuma. This is a gzera d'rabbanah, that any of the things that apostles of truma are mitame liquids and cause the liquids to become a rishon l'tuma. The Rabbanah will go there, that since liquids are very successful becoming tame, as opposed to oichlin, fruit can become tame, but only after they have hechsher, only after liquids fall on them. While liquids can become tame readily, even without any hechsher. So since liquids are very successful to becoming tame, the Rabbanah will go there, that liquid that came into contact with anything that possesses truma becomes a rishon l'tuma. The tame echad, the litzo echad. And once the liquids become tame from something that possesses truma, those liquids are a rishon l'tuma that came into contact with something else, such as oichlin, such as food, it would be mitame the food. And those food that came into contact with truma would possle the truma. And the food that became tame from the liquid is a sheni latuma. And the food that the sheni latuma that came into contact with truma would possle truma. The truma would be also for the coin to eat, as that is the din. That truma that came into contact with the sheni latuma becomes possle. And even though a sheni latuma cannot be mitame chulin, it cannot be mitame something other than truma, but it would possle truma if it came into contact with truma. So therefore, the liquid that had become tame from the stam yadayim, from the hands that were not washed, it becomes a rishon l'tuma, and if it came into contact with oichlin, the oichlin would become a sheni l'tuma, and if the oichlin, which became a sheni l'tuma, subsequently came into contact with truma, it would possle the truma. Chutz mitfuyo, the exception to this rule is a tfuyo, somebody who was tame and went to the mikvah, but nightfall did not arrive, he had the din of a tfuyo, and if he came into contact with truma, he would possle the truma, but even though the tfuyom possible truma, it would not be mitame mas, it would not be mitame liquids. So that's an exception to the rule. Hareza oimer, mitame lo tamuni, vata timi son. About this halacha, the saying that possible truma is mitame maskin, and those maskin are subsequently mitame oichlin. The following saying is said, as if the oichlin are talking to the maskin, the oichlin are saying to the maskin, what was mitame you cannot be mitame me, but yet you are mitame me. Meaning, telling me that possible truma cannot be mitame oichlin directly. For example, stami dying hands that were not washed, if they come into contact with oichlin that is not truma, the oichlin will not become tame. But it does matame maskin. If the stami dying come into contact with maskin, the maskin would become tame, and those maskin that subsequently come into contact with oichlin would be matame the oichlin. So therefore, this is quite a paradox, that oichlin which cannot become tame from stami dying, but it would become tame from liquid that had become tame from stami dying. Kimikva. Shenemar ulamikbe hamayim kara yamim divrei rabimim. All seeds have a din like a mikvah. The pasuk said, ulamikbe hamayim kara yamim. The yamim are called a mikve hamayim. So therefore, since it has a din of a mikvah, it does not have a din of a ma'ayan, a spring, and therefore it is possible to be used for the water of the para aduma. As for the para aduma, we need mayim chayim, we need spring water. And seawater is not considered spring water. Instead, it has a din of a mikvah, just like it's possible to be used for the para aduma. It's also possible to be used for a mitzvah. The mitzvah also needs mayim chayim. The pasuk says, kli charis am mayim chayim. And so too, it's possible for a zav to be tovo in the yam, as a zav has to be tovo in mayim chayim, as the pasuk says, v'rachat es b'saro b'mayim chayim. And the yam has a din of a mikvah. It doesn't have a din of mayim chayim, of living water. It's not considered spring water. It's like a regular mikvah. And the difference between a mikvah and mayim chayim is that a mikvah is only kosher to be tovel in it if the water is standing still. It's not flowing. But if the water is flowing, it's possible to be tovel in it, as a mikvah has to be in one place. Another difference between a mikvah and Mayim Chaim is. That a mikveh has to have mem saw 40 saw in order to be kosher to be tovo in it, as opposed to Mayim Chaim, a spring, even if it has less than 40 saw, you could be tovo in a spring. Rabbi Huda Omer Hayam HaGadol Kamikvah. Rabbi Huda says only the great oceans have a din of a mikvah. Now, even though the pasuk says ulamikveh hamayim kara yamim, it says yamim, which is plural. And according to Rabbi Huda, it's only the great oceans, which is really one body of water, which has a din of a mikvah. So Rabbi Huda explains lo nemar yamim elishayesh bo mine yamim harbe. The reason why the Torah says yamim, even though it's referring to only one yam, the great ocean, that's because the great ocean has a lot of mayim that flows into it. As the pasuk says, "Kol nechalim hochem el hayam," all rivers end up in the ocean. So therefore, even though it's one body of water, since many naharos and nechalim flow into the yam, so it has waters from other sources. So therefore, it's called yamim in plural. But it's only the great ocean that has a din of a mikvah. Other yamim, other seas, would not have a din of a mikvah, would have a din of a ma'ayan, of a spring. Rabbi Yosi Omer, ko hayamim mitarim v'zoichlan. Upsulun lezavim ulemitzorayim ulekari behen mechatas. Rabbi Yosi said, all seas are mitaher v'zoichlan. If you're tovo in the sea when it's flowing, it would be kosher. As even though the din is, like we just mentioned, that a mikvah is only kosher to be tovo in it if it's standing still. If the mikvah is flowing, it's possible to be tovo in it. But according to Rabbi Yosi, a yam is kosher to be tovo in it even though it's flowing. But it's possible for a zog to be tovo in it, or for Mitzori to use it in the process of him becoming tar, or to use it to be mekadesh mechata, to use it for the para aduma. And according to Rabbi Yosi, the yam does not have a din of mayim chaim. It's not considered spring water or living water, so therefore it's possible for Azav Mitzorah or for the Para Aduma. But even so, according to Rabbi Yosi, it's Mitar B'dochah, it's Mitar when it's fog, even though a regular mitzvah is not Mitar when it's fog. But since the yacht moves back and forth, it has waves, so therefore anyway it's always moving, so even if it was mamish flowing, it would still be kosher according to Rabbi Yosi. Another pshat given as to why Rabbi Yosi is Mitar if you're tovo in the yam when it's flowing. If even though the yam itself does not flow, but since the nechalim hochen al yam, there are rivers that flow into the yam, so since there are waters that flow into the yam, even though the yam itself does not flow, if you are tovo in the yam when it's flowing, you would be yotzei, you would become tovo.